Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. If an army encamps against me, my heart will not fear. If war arises against me, in spite of this, I am confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. For on the day of trouble He will conceal me in His tabernacle. He will hide me in the secret place of His tent. He will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer sacrifices in His tent with shouts of joy. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "I shall seek your face, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me, nor forsake me, God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not turn me over to the desire of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen against me, and the violent witness. I certainly believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
It's tough to remember everything we learn from the Bible, but the more those of us who are believers retain, the more wisdom we'll be able to recall during tough times. And toward that end, writing can become a powerful tool in our spiritual walk. Putting words on paper etches wisdom deeper into the heart and mind, which helps build a solid biblical foundation. Consider King David, who wrote many of the Psalms. He had a consistent habit of recording truths about God. As a result, he was equipped for hardship. In the psalm from yesterday's devotion, for example, David said that he did not fear evil. What did he have to be scared of when the one who controls everything was on his side? How could he be stifled by anxiety while in the Spirit's comforting presence? David held to God's promises, but he had to know those assurances in order to rely on them. Writing is not necessary for our walk with God, but when we're struggling, it can help us remember valuable truths, such as the fact that God is upholding us, and our hardship has purpose. As we recall these spiritual realities, our faith is strengthened. Then we can face subsequent challenges with a more solid foundation of trust.